Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. More with Sarah Scott from the Certified Angus Beef Program. Back with Sarah in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know that you've been working on ways to connect consumers with a local beef experience. Tell us more.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council has a new resource on its homepage for local beef. For those consumers looking for a local connection to a beef producer, there's many ways to buy local. You can look at labels at the grocery store, visit a farmer's market, or buy direct from a farm or ranch. To make this easier, our local beef page features a link to the Made in Oklahoma directory. We also have a guide that walks consumers through what to expect when they purchase beef through a locker plant. In other words, how much beef will they receive? We also developed a questionnaire to help a consumer walk through the purchasing process. So, for instance, what kind of steaks do you want and how thick do you want them? From OSU, we have a freezer guide for beef purchasing. And we also have beef cut charts and cookery information.
Thanks, Heather. To learn more about local beef, go to oklabeef.org, look for the resources column, and select local beef. That's oklabeef.org. Our own Casey Shepherd had the opportunity to sit down in recent days with Sarah Scott of the CAB program, talking about what consumers want to know and how we need to communicate that to them.
Let's talk a little bit about why is it so important that consumers know where their beef is coming from?
Well, consumers want to know is why it's important, right? That drives a lot of things is what's the consumer questions. And I think it's a great opportunity for those folks raising cattle to help be that voice. And I also share, you know, to have the openness of someone's coming to you that likely doesn't have any idea how cattle are raised, and they're curious. Mm-hmm. Now, there might be some misconceptions that come along the way. You know, the average American today is 3 generations removed from the family farm. So it's not a surprise they don't know how food is raised, right? And how we grow and produce and how we produce proteins. And being willing to be an ambassador for the cattle industry and share what you do and share that it is about supporting your family and that having a love for the land and the animals is good business decision. And you know what? No one really wants a job where you're out there in the middle of the night, you know, moving cows because they got out or there's a snowstorm or you're helping chop
ice. Not an easy job at all.
It's not an easy job. It's something that some people are passionate about. And just know consumers are just as passionate about figuring out where food's coming from. They just maybe don't always know exactly where to start that conversation.
Now, one of the places that the Certified Angus Beef Program starts that conversation at is between ranchers and chefs.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that at Certified Angus Beef, we get to help be that bridge between those two parts of the industry. You know, the folks that are studying genetics each and every day and wanting their genetics to deliver a great eating experience. And then you have the chefs out there that are wanting to get the best, highest quality beef they can and make it that much better by however they're cooking that product, preparing it, and the service that they're giving alongside of that eating experience to their guest. Mm-hmm. And so being able to connect those two people, I do feel like is really important because you've got folks that are very passionate about their specific parts of the industry, mm-hmm. but we're all a part of the food industry. And so being able to connect with each other just makes you that much stronger in the bigger picture of the food industry as a whole.
And you're giving people the best steak. Because you're working so hard on both sides.
That's right. Yeah. And when you have a better understanding of where it's coming from, and you also have a better appreciation of, mm-hmm. I know the hard work it took to get this product to my restaurant. I really don't want to mess it up. I want it to be great. Yeah. I want to work just as hard so that person leaves my table with a smile on their face.
Yeah. Well, Certified Angus Beef producers, you know, get a premium dollar for their meat. What does that process entail to kind of get that higher dollar?
Certainly. And so Certified Angus Beef is really built, like I shared, as a pull-through demand system, and that if people are willing to pay more for Certified Angus Beef at a restaurant or at a retail store, which they indeed are willing to pay more for product that's branded as such and meets our 10 science-based specifications that are determined at a packing plant, well, that means that cattle hit those specifications should be worth more, mm-hmm. and they are worth more. And so what we do is really work to drive that demand, but then have a portion of our organization that works to help educate cattlemen of what they might be able to do in their genetics, management, nutritional practices, mm-hmm. to help those cattle have the best opportunity to qualify for Certified Angus Beef when they're hanging on the rail.
Producers have to work harder because those 10 things are not really easily attainable. Like, you have to work hard to get that certification.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It doesn't just happen by chance. Yeah. Now, I will say the cattle industry has been working very hard the past few years, and the quality of cattle that are coming across the rail are just incredible. And at Certified Angus Beef, we are thrilled to see such high-quality cattle and a large quantity of quality coming across the grading system. Not too long ago, as an industry, from a percentage standpoint, we had a record week with Prime and with Certified Angus Beef Prime that qualified for Certified Angus Beef. Now, it's our job that are working with food service distributors and retailers to get that product sold as such, mm-hmm. and to ensure that those folks that are working so hard to raise high quality are getting the value that they should be for all that extra time and attention, and really just rifle-like focus on quality.
Sarah Scott with CAB. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Blackjack Farms and Guests' annual female production sale coming up on Saturday, October the 10th, 12:30 p.m. at Blackjack Farms in Seminole, Oklahoma. The lots are being consigned by Blackjack Farms, McCarran Farms, and Pfeiffer Angus Farms and include 70 Angus and Simmental Sim-Angus lots. Sale books online at mcsauction.com, or you can call sale manager Matt Sims for more information at 405-641-6081. Blackjack Farms and Guests' female production sale Saturday, October the 10th in Seminole.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.